Trump, I don't have a racist bone in my body. US President Donald Trump has insisted he is not a racist after his Twitter attacks on four US congresswomen were widely condemned as racist. Mr. Trump has suggested the four women, all US citizens, can leave the US. Responding to the criticism, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Those tweets were not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body." His remarks come as the US House of Representatives prepared to vote on a symbolic resolution condemning his previous comments. The measure, which would have no force of law, is expected to pass because Democrats have a majority in the House, with any Republican support likely to enhance its censure. Earlier Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib, the targets of Mr. Trump's attack, dismissed his remarks as a distraction. They urged the US people not to take the bait at a news conference on Monday. The president did not explicitly name the women in his initial Twitter tirade on Sunday, but the context made a clear link to the four Democratic congresswomen, who are known as the Squad. He sparked a furore after saying the women originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe and they should go home. Three of the women were born in the US, and one, Miss Omar, was born in Somalia but came to the US as a child. Following the outcry, the four women told reporters they wanted to refocus attention onto the president's policies. "This is simply a disruption and a distraction from the callous, chaos and corrupt culture of this administration all the way down," Ms. Priestley said. Both Ms. Omar and Ms. Tlaib repeated their calls for Trump to be impeached. On Tuesday, Mr. Trump kept up his attack on the women, accusing them of saying filthy and hate-laced things. What did the congresswoman say? "Ms. Priestley dismissed the president's efforts to marginalize us and to silence us," she added. "Our squad includes any person committed to building a more equitable and just world." All four women insisted that healthcare, gun violence, and in particular, detentions of migrants on the US border with Mexico should be in focus. "The eyes of history are watching us," Ms. Omar said, decrying the mass deportation raids and human rights abuses at the border. Ms. Omar says Mr. Trump's blatantly racist attack on four women of color was the agenda of white nationalists, adding that the president would like nothing more than to divide our country. Ms. Tlaib called it simply a continuation of his racist, xenophobic playbook. "We remain focused on holding him accountable to the laws of the land," she said. President Trump doubled down at the White House, verbally attacking these congresswomen of color. And he tripled down on Twitter later on. He is using language that is well outside of usual parameters of presidential discourse. The fact that he is escalating the issue shows he seems to be enjoying it, and for him it serves as a political purpose. He sees it as revving up the base. However, he risks alienating the moderate Republicans, some of whom already failed to back him in last year's midterm elections. What is the row about? On Friday, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Ms. Tlaib, and Ms. Priestley testified to a House committee about conditions in a migrant detention center they had visited. Democrats have widely criticized the Trump administration's approach to border control, saying they are holding migrants in inhumane conditions. Mr. Trump insists the border is facing a crisis and has defended the actions of his border agents. His administration announced a new rule to take effect on July 16th, which denies asylum to anyone who crosses the southern border without having applied for protection in at least one third country on their way to the US. After their testimony, Mr. Trump said conditions at the center had great reviews. He then posted his series of tweets about the women and Ms. Omar attacks. He redoubled on Monday.